Some people call me the space cowboy.
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Too geeky and not rich enough. Aren't we all?
Yes.
You're listening to the tail end of the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. A program reminder, starting January 10th, we will be moving to the noon hour. The good news is we pick up an extra 15 minutes, so we'll be on for a full 2 hours. So then we have been the warm-up act for Paul Harvey forever, who's on it in a few minutes here. And he will now be our warm-up act.
Cool.
So Lunch with the Geeks every Saturday starting January 10th. So we'll watch for that program change. Yep. Let's read an email or two, shall we? What do you got?
Yeah, I've got an email from Gary.
Gary.
With Microsoft no longer updating Windows 98 SE soon, like he's saying that they're not going to be doing anything with the Windows updates and stuff like that, I want to get XP, but was told that the upgrade will cause problems and I may lose some things on my computer. What is the easiest and safest way to make the switch?
What do you suggest he do?
Well, first of all, before anything, you need to make a backup.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. How many backups?
As many backups as it takes to get all your data.
Well, and maybe multiple backups just to play it safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That works too.
So yep. Check your backup.
Yep.
Check it.
Test it.
Yes, yep. Make sure it's real.
Mm-hmm. Then, of course, this is my suggestion for almost every problem there is, but the safest way would probably be, and the easiest, would probably be to wipe the hard drive and start with Windows XP from scratch.
If you have hardware that can coexist with it. See, that's the problem, is if you've got really old hardware and you're trying to put Windows XP on, you got a new operating system with old hardware, that's where a lot of people have problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go back to the first part of this thing, though, that he's doing this not because he's having a problem, but he fears the fact that he's not going to have support. A lot of the vulnerabilities and updates of that nature will continue to occur.
Right.
Support means you can't call Microsoft and have them support Windows 98.
But updates means you can download the little patches and fixes for vulnerabilities and stuff
and
like that.
And they're likely to not abandon that. My understanding of what they've said is that they're not going to. So
right.
I would tell Gary, don't do anything. You're fine.
Right.
That you're freaking out over something that you don't really quite understand and you're going to cause yourself a lot of grief. It ain't broke. Don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
All right, we got another one?
Sure.
Or should we...
It's all right. It's from David.
David.
Recently, I have not been able to open my attachments I receive on my Outlook Express email. The attachment subject line states, Outlook Express removed access to the following unsafe attachments in your mail.
Yes.
Well...
It's protecting him from himself.
Yes, but in the email he writes, obviously these attachments are not unsafe. Example, airline confirmations. Is there anything I can do to fix this?
Yes. Actually, starting with Outlook Express version 6, you know about this? You probably had friends calling you, maybe not. Basically, when the whole virus thing really started to get completely out of hand, Microsoft said, we've got to do something.
Yeah.
So version 6 and above of Outlook Express, they ought, by default, they limit access to attachments of anything, and they err on the side of safety. So pretty much everything mm-hmm. that appears to be potentially a virus, you cannot open
mm-hmm.
unless you turn off in the settings. You have to click on Tools and then Options, and you'll see on the Read side, Receipt,
Security.
Where is it? Security, yes, exactly. You'll see in the Security tab, again, that's Tools and then Options, go to the Security tab and you'll see Do Not Allow Attachments to Be Saved or Open That Could Potentially Be a Virus. There'll be a check mark there. If you remove that, and who was that, David? David, if you remove that, then you'll be able to open those attachments.
Right.
But you're on your own now. What you've done is you've taken the seatbelt off.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not even a seatbelt. It's more like a full body mask.
Yeah.
Like they cellophane wrapped the whole car. You can't get out.
Right.
You're
in.
So now if you take that off, of course, you've got to...
Everything else.
You're taking the risk, so make sure absolutely positively you know exactly what it is. And remember, folks, most dangerous attachments are going to come from people you know.
Yeah.
So don't go, oh, I can trust them.
Right.
Can't trust them. Adam, you did a heck of a job.
Thanks.
Chris, you did a heck of a job.
Thank you.
Adam, your parents did a heck of a job.
They got me here.
They
They're
sat
me
back
home.
There. Exactly. They didn't smack you once while you were on the air. That's a good thing. All right, we want to thank all the callers, all the emailers, all the listeners, and, of course, the staff here at the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn with Chris C-Cab.
C-Cab.
Adam from Glendale, Mike Calvaldivia back there, Brian Scalzo on the board making sure this all happens. It's the Data Doctors reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Do you ever know anybody in school or at work that has to be the first person to tell you everything that happened?